and everyone's been sharing so wonderfully, even though there may have been different situations, circumstances that arise personally or amongst the families or in our day-by-day living, we just stay with God. We have to be focused with the Father. And my routine has been a little bit different since Kim's been home, still home, she's got another 2 weeks off yet, but I'm really taking full advantage of being with her. And you know, we've gone out a few nights and gone out in the daytime, and it's really nice. I've been stuck in the house for 2.5 years, so to get out and about with my wife is very nice. But my focus is always God. Like, for me, no matter what's going on, no matter what's organized, God is first. Like, because I know when I stay with my God that he's directing me, he's leading me, and he's priority over everything. And when we keep God like that, no matter what nice things are happening, God has to be first for me. And I get great reward from him by doing that. The peace of my heart, I keep focused in every situation. My heart's not troubled. I'm not losing peace. I'm not unfocused. I stay with God every single day. And I just do the things that he puts in my heart. I pray. I say what God says. My confession is strong. And my desire to God is strong. My desire to see his word move all over the world and for laborers to come is very, very strong. I have a high level of expectation and desire to God. And this is what it takes. And God gives that to you. It's not coming naturally from my carnal mind, but from my spirit. As I go to God, he is energizing me. He is working in me. It says in the scripture that it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's his part. My part is to respond to that working, that prompting of God via his spirit, and the thoughts and ideas he puts in my heart and mind via the Spirit of God. So when we keep God first like that, then, and we practice the things, this is the key to everything, is the practice. When we read the scriptures, we can see all the timeline and the life of all his men and women. And God was showing me about timelines. There's timelines of life, of Moses, of Abraham. But when you look at their time life, you know, they may not have started off their journey very good. But God worked with their faith every time that he had their attention. So I think about Moses a lot because, you know, there was a time when he started and then he went off for 40 years in the wilderness serving under Jethro, his father. But then when he was in the wilderness there, he seen a bush on fire, but it wasn't consumed. God got his attention. He turned aside to see, and then he was ready to receive words from God, and God worked with his faith to the point he had that faith to move forward on what God encouraged him to do. The life of Joshua, Gideon, all these wonderful people, they were all in different situations. They started, they had a starting point, but as they followed the path and they were led by God through his encouragement to their heart, then they become very successful. They flourished, they grew, and God was able to continue his work. So when we stay with God, when we stay practicing every day with the Father that he's priority, that, you know, we are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, there's nothing you have to ask God for. He's going to take care of everything for you. And I'm seeing this so much in my life as I practice this simple walk by the Holy Spirit, that God is leading me, God is energizing me, and God is working in my heart. He's given me his desires, his thoughts, his ideas, his concepts. That's what God gives to us. God gives to a man that is good in his sight, and we're men and women that are good in his sight. We have his spirit. He gives to a man that is good in his sight wisdom, knowledge, and joy. And when we apply his wisdom, then we start to get the understanding of why he wants to do it. Then we realize the light comes on. Oh, this is why God wants me to do this. Oh, it's so profitable for my life. It's so beneficial for my life. God is able to do his work through me because I'm a vessel unto honor. You know, I'm a vessel filled with the Holy Spirit, submitted to God, so he's able to work in me. Like you guys, like, you know, when you make that full decision to be fully focused, and God gets you fully focused, he's the one working with your faith. So it's really nothing from us apart from being willing to receive, have our hearts open, have our ears open, and ready to do and practice the great things that are being encouraged. And then we start to see the benefit. Rome wasn't built in a day, like I say to people. So it's as we practice, we start to recognize certain changes that God is doing, certain truths that we may have known by the carnal mind, but then start to understand it by the spiritual mind. And I was sharing with the guys, you know, there's the carnal and there's the spiritual, and it's very close together. We can understand something carnally from the scriptures, but it's the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ that we want. And so when we cease from our own works and we allow God to work, in other words, we've entered into that rest. We've entered into the rest because we know that God is doing the work. He has provided everything for us in Christ. Everything is done. Everything is absolutely done. And I was saying to Danny and Amber and Becky and Jason and Kim in the garden Monday, there's no competition. Like the devil, no competition. He is totally defeated. As we stay with God, he cannot have any jurisdiction or any access to you, because you are not under the law of condemnation. You're not under the law of sin and death, but you're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. God is our Father. We've been adopted by that Spirit. We are now sons of God. And we're daughters of God. We have a direct access and a connection to God. And God just wants us to stay with him. And as we practice these things, then we start to see God's grace abound. God is doing the work for us. Like, we just start recognizing, man, I'm not even doing nothing. And God's blessing me here. He's opening up doors there. And this week has been a great week for me. Me and Kim had to go and pick up something from the eyebrow lady, where Kim has her eyebrows done and where Leanne has her eyebrows done. And this lady used to be a chauffeur, and she done Leanne and Nick's wedding. So she chauffeured them, really great driver, and she had some lovely cars. And obviously things changed for her, so she started doing eyebrows, nails, vitamin B12 injections and all this type of stuff. And a lovely, lovely gal. And she's been married for the last couple of years to this really nice guy who's a bodybuilder. And so we went over there, and Kim said to me, do not be long, because she knows what I'm like. I chat, as you know, as you all know, I can chat, right? So she said, do not be long, 5 minutes, love, we got lots of things to do. So I go in, seeing this lady, picked up what I needed to pick up. And her husband was there. I've never met him before. I was talking and said hello to him and everything. And his partner mentioned how I knew her and that I was Leanne's dad and Kim's husband. And then before I left, he asked me what I'd done. So I said, well, I work for God. You know, I live my life for God. And this is what I do. And I shared a few things. And they had their little two-year-old running around, and he was keeping an eye on her because she had a customer there and she was doing nails. So anyway, he was started to share with me some of the things that was going on in his life. And I thought, man, I got to go. And I wasn't really paying him much attention. I was listening, and I said a few things back. And I thought, okay, that's enough. And then he picked his little girl up and put her in the living room. And their front door is on the side of the house. And as I walked through the lane, he come out with me. And then he started to open up his heart about what he was going through. And I could identify with everything he was sharing. So for 45 minutes, I was sharing with him. And I got to pray and minister, tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ, about confessing Jesus as Lord and believing God raised him from the dead. And that our God is a God of deliverance. That, you know, he's a God that sets people free when they turn their hearts and when they receive his words. And so this guy, I gave him my Facebook, and he added me as a friend on Facebook. And he was going to come and see me yesterday, but he ended up working late, and then he had to have the children, so he messaged me. So we're going to arrange a time for him to come. But I did say to him, look, I don't chase anyone. If you really want to know, then you'll have to come and make an arrangement, you know. So this is what we say with Peter. People are hungry, they will come. God knows where the laborers are, and the laborers are there. The laborers are there. They're out. There's many people. And Sangate was sharing with me about the people in India, the leaders. There's many people that got so many needs, just like we have in our countries and where we are. And because these guys are desiring and they're walking with God, these people come, you know, and then the door opens up for them to share. And he shared with me that same morning, Sangate, this. And then I realized and remembered what Sangeet was sharing, that God does the work. He brings them. We minister the deliverance and the healing, and we let people know about this wonderful God and our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what God has made available. So we just live our daily life doing the things that we need to do. Like, I was just going over to pick something up, and when I got back to the car, Kim said, "I told you not to be so long." And when I shared with her the reason why I was long, then she was really, really blessed. And Kim was over there again today, and his partner was very blessed that I got to share with him. And like Kim said, he said, "Well, Lawrence didn't share much with me because it's personal." But she said she was really happy to have a friend, that I would have a friendship with him, because she knows that I'm someone that would be a good influence and can encourage. So God is the one that leads us and guides us. There's nothing on us. We don't have to go through rituals or anything like that. We just bring our desire before God and we pray for the laborers. You know, Father, you sent to me that one person that is really hungry, that one person that desires your deliverance, and you send them to my airport. I'm the airport. You're the watchtower. You bring them to me, God. I'm willing to speak. I'm willing to encourage. I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. And so this prayer, and also confession, we can confess that we have millions of laborers and we have many ready-made fields, that God's word is moving throughout all of the world, all of Bristol, all of Europe, all of USA, the whole world. And devil spirits are running out because we're the lights in this world and they can't stand the light. So they got to try and distract us. They got to try and get us off our game. They got to try and get the spiritual ball off us so we don't run with it. Just like a football match. If the opposition can get the ball, they can score the goal. But when we stay with God, he keeps us strong. And we live from that place of the right-hand side of God. So we live a triumphant life. And your words, death and life is in the power of your tongue. What you say is very important. And you can speak carnally, or you can speak spiritual words, the heavenly words that God gives you. Because like I said, you've got a carnal mind and you got a spiritual mind. And you got carnal knowledge and you got spiritual knowledge. The spiritual knowledge is what God reveals to your heart about his truths and what is written. That's the difference. Or you could just have scripture knowledge and just give that, which can help people and can bless people because it's the living word, but it's when it is given by inspiration of God, that's what changes everything. And so your words are very powerful and you've got great authority. Like Becky, she's seen the need of her mum and she decided to use her authority. She prayed and she commanded. She was not having any of it. And we don't put up with darkness. We are the lights of this world. We do not put up with darkness because it has no jurisdiction. We don't focus on the darkness. We don't focus on the things that may be going on around us or maybe health issues or whatever, but we say what God says. I have to tell you this, and because it's quite funny. And so we can make light of these ailments that we get. So obviously Kim had this chest infection, and so her breathing is recovering and she's doing really well. But the doctor said, "I want to sign you off for another couple of weeks, just so that you're fully recovered and you give chance for everything to restore properly." She's been ministered to, but sometimes she can get out of breath. Well, I will tell you this, and it's personal, but I think it's beneficial because lots of people say they're going through different things. So I had a hemorrhoid, you know, piles. And my God, it hurt. It really, really hurt, right? So I got these creams and I'm taking baths. And we're walking along, so we went out this one day. And there was Kim. She was walking slow because of her breath. And I'm waddling like a duck. And then I said, "Oh my God, we're like puffy and lumpy." I said, "We're no good, love." I said, "There's you. You can't walk because of your breath, and there's me with my piles." So we made light of it, but also ministered to it. So yesterday, we decided to go out with Danny and Amber. We was going to go for a nice meal. It's called Castro Brazil. God bless you, Jason. Thank you for leaving. You have a safe journey. And so we went to this Brazilian place. It's where the meat's on the... They come round with the meat and they carve it, and then you can take as much as you want. and it was a really nice place, and I got so blessed because I like to pay for everything when we go out. And then when we got in the car, like, the heart of giving just really blew me away. Danny and Amber, they said, oh, here's some abundance sharing, and by the way, we're paying for the meal and we're having no messing around with it. You're not paying, because you always pay for everything. So I looked at Kim and I said, well, that's what they want to do, and God's going to really bless them for doing that. So they treated us to a lovely meal. Thank you, Danny and Amber. It was such a lovely night, and we had great fellowship, and I was telling Danny and Amber about the nicknames I gave me and Kim, Puffy and Lumpy. And it's just, you've got to have humour in life, right? But on the way to the Castro Brazil, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not embarrassed about saying these things, right? So I said to Daniel, could you minister to this pal? I said, but just don't lay your hands on it, right? So he just put his hands on my back and he ministered. And do you know what? Today, I haven't had to put any cream or anything on it. It's completely healed. So, God is very faithful, and that should bless Danny as well. So we got this authority. We are seated at the right hand side of God. This stuff, this what we're doing right now, what me and you as believers are doing, is living and real. And you can't be religious with it. You can't just be doctrinated with doctrine. You've got to live this stuff. God has given you the Spirit. He's given you life. And that life is Zoe. It's fullness of life. It's an abundant life. And that abundant life starts to manifest when you do the things from your heart, when you do it with desire. See, like abundant sharing, we're not in it for the money. We don't look at the money, but we know that that is the beginning point. That's why it's mentioned a lot. I want to kind of say this, because I don't want people to think because we're mentioning this that that's what we're after, because we're not. We don't focus on that. We know that this giving is a spiritual thing, and you can give with a carnal mind, or you can give with a spiritual mind and faith. So when we give with the carnal mind, it's like, well, yeah, God says we got to honor him, and it's the right thing to do. And then some people just don't believe to receive, or they think, well, I better do it because that's what the church is always taught. That's what we're encouraged to do, so we better do it. Or you can see the spiritual mind side of it. When you begin to do it, then you start to experience the blessings of God. Then you know, this is beneficial for me. This is great for me. Not only is it an act of worship to God, but God will multiply that seed. But furthermore, not only will he multiply that seed, but he'll increase the fruits of your righteousness, and he causes all grace to abound. And this is what we're experiencing right now. All grace to abound. There's things that God is doing I haven't even prayed for. There's doors God has opened I never expect him to open. And God wants us to enjoy every single day. And we can when we relax in him, when we rest in him, when we're not letting what's going on around us infiltrate our heart to the point we lose our peace. What did Jesus say? He said to the disciples before, he was crucified and went through everything that he went through. He said, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God and you believe in me also, right? Let not your heart be troubled, stirred up by different emotions. Don't let your mind be troubled by all these different emotions. Emotions are good. Look, love is an emotion. Joy is an emotion. God is love, and God is joy. God has emotions. There's good emotions and there's bad emotions. But God says, let not your heart be troubled. Do you know what that is implying? See, there's God's part and there's our part. Our heart is not to let it be troubled, not to let it be stirred up. And we do that by going to our Heavenly Father. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Okay, God, we got Lumpy and Puffy, but you've taken care of it. By his stripes, I was healed. Father, you've taken care of my finances. You've taken care of my relationships. I'm blessed and abounding and prospering everything. See, God has given us hope. If you're focused on your circumstances, you won't see a change. You need to take your eyes off the problem and put them on God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And you keep them there. You keep them there, baby. You just stay with God. Stay thankful. Rejoice at the things that you've got. If you want more, be thankful for what you've already got. and rejoice in God and thank Him for His great provision, because God is a God that sees in order to provide. You know, in Psalms it says that your cup runneth over. And when you look at that, it means you're satisfied. If you want to be satisfied, if you want your cup to run over, then you stay with God. You keep your attention there. And when things are going on that are not nice, and that don't seem like you can have an angle on it, you've got authority. And you say to that situation, you get out in the name of lack, leave. Poverty, leave. Distractions, you leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't focus on it. And don't let other people's problems and situations bombard you. Another thing that will help you in your walk is when we think about other people. It's so easy to talk negative about other people. And if you want to be blessed by God, you can't do that. You need to renew your minds if you're doing that. You need to put it aside. We don't see anyone after the flesh. See, there's the carnal and there's the spiritual. So if you're talking bad, God says stop that now. Now you just see the Christ in each person. You see the best in that person. And what you sow, you shall reap. God is not mocked. For what a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And do you know why God is not mocked? Because God set that up as a law, a universal law, a carnal law, and a spiritual law of what you sow, you reap. So you're going to get what you sow, right? You can't mock God. You're going to get what you sow. The reason why you got this is because this is what you've been sowing. So you watch your words, you put a guard over your heart and a guard over your mouth. You guard that heart with diligence. You guard it with diligence. You know, you control your thinking. You bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And you say what God says. We're not to be carnally minded. We're to be spiritually minded. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it's not just about what you think, it's about what you say. And out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak, as Jesus said, right? So again, we look at people and we see the Christ. You can let your carnal mind override your spiritual mind, or you reckon it dead. And your mind is alive unto God. And you see that person that maybe not making you happy. Maybe he's hurt you. Maybe he's disappointed you. You see them delivered. You see them walking with God. You see their lives transformed. Listen, God loves everyone in the world. God's desire is that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Of this wonderful truth that I'm speaking. He doesn't want any to perish. We got to give it our best shot with God. We ask God to help us have the right heart and mind towards others. And we don't let the negatives come out of our mouth. We don't let them come out of their mouth. And you can ask God to help you with these things. Because everything that you do with God is because God's helping you. It's not coming from you. It's coming from the ability within you. We're to use that Spirit of God. God is really showing us that we can have the best life even in a dried up situation or not so happy situation. We can keep in perfect peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee, right? So when our mind drifts, it's because we're not trusting. We got to anchor our thoughts with God. And we stay there. Even if sometimes it looks like nothing's going to change, it's then it's going to change. But if you open your mouth and say the wrong thing, act the wrong way, you just kind of put it, delay the blessing. Don't delay the blessing, because you are already blessed. And the spiritual blessings come into the physical through your word, through your thinking. And so again, God is your help. You go to God. Hebrews 4:16 says that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to find mercy and help in the time of need. You know, you can minister to yourself. You can minister to others. We heard Becky minister to her mum. Minister to myself. Get other people to minister as well. So you've got every resource available that you can use as God directs you to bring the deliverance that you need in whatever area or category you need. But have you got your listening ears on? Are you really focused? Are you really 100% with God? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God is first. We may go out. We may go here. We may go there. But God is first. if I needed to stay here tomorrow, if I thought I needed to stay here, I'll stay here, whether it is birthday party or not. God's first, and I mean that, and Kim will tell you, she'd be the first one to tell you, that it is God first, and if I'm not satisfied, I don't do anything until I get that peace. Because I know I've already got it, but there's something that's not right that's distracting me, so I get that peace. Father, now you show me, you direct me, you lead me, you guide me. You've ordered my steps in thy word. You've set me upon my high places, and I ain't moving from that position. So God first, and it's not anyone else first. It's not any other situation first. Whatever God shows me to do, and I've received and I know, it gets done. So yes, there's holiday, people are holiday, we do those things, but I'm always available. When I go away tomorrow, it's only for one night, my phone's there and people can still call, and I'll take the call, whatever I'm doing. If it's a little bit awkward, I say, I'll call you back. So it's got to be God first. It's got to be God first. Like, that's, he's my love. Because without him, I wouldn't know all the things that I know anyway. I wouldn't have this freedom and this joy of living anyway. And it's because of what Jesus Christ done that I can have this great life with God, walking with him, and enjoy my family, enjoy my friends, enjoy the life that he's given us, and to practice and do the things that he's showing and what we're encouraging here. I'm telling you, if you do what I do, like someone says, I want what you got. I say, okay, are you willing to do what I do? And with the heart, I'm doing it. And you can do it like that because God gave you the heart. He's given you the heart of Christ. So you got that spirit of the living God dwelling in you. It's all about the level of commitment and your willingness to do what God is putting in your heart to do. And yes, there are things that come up that can maybe, oh, I can't do that because of this person here. No, just be who you are, and those people will turn around. And I've learnt this so much. I used to tiptoe around so many people. I don't do that no more. No tiptoeing around, but I walk in love. And if I don't know what to say, or I think what I say might not be beneficial, then I just keep my mouth shut. So we can always keep our mouth shut too. So God will give you the wisdom. You ask him for his spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You ask him to give you wisdom where you lack it. And just remember, your words frame your world. So that's what I wanted to share.